AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The death toll from Nepal's earthquake has soared past 3,300. How much higher it will rise depends a lot on the condition of mountain villages that rescue workers are still struggling to reach 2 days after the disaster. AP correspondent Tim Sullivan on the situation in Kathmandu.
The situation is fairly stable in Kathmandu. That said, electricity is always a problem, even in the best of times, and people are starting to get really worried about basic supplies, not because it's not coming in, but because stores aren't open, gas stations aren't open, and so lines are starting to form, which makes people panic, and then bigger lines form.
The quake has put a huge strain on the resources of the impoverished country, best known for Everest, the highest mountain in the world. Natives of Nepal living in the U.S. are concerned about their homeland. Pralay Raj Bhandari lives in Queens and organized a fundraiser.
I'm heartbroken. We are thousands and thousands of miles away from the country. And we cannot do physically, we cannot do anything. That's why we are pleading, donate anything you can.
A wake was held Sunday for Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old who died after sustaining serious injuries while in Baltimore police custody.
At a Sunday service attended by Gray's family, Pastor Jamal Bryan said,
"We got these elected officials scrambling around because they wanted to keep undercover the spirit of corruption that's been in this city. But can I tell you, the lights are now on."
Bryan also condemned the violence that erupted Saturday night during what began as a peaceful demonstration. Some 34 people were arrested, according to Baltimore police, and six officers sustained minor injuries. I'm Steve Coleman.
Truck drivers who haul goods from the nation's busiest port complex in Los Angeles and Long Beach could stay home today in a long-running labor dispute. Officials say it'll depend on results of a weekend vote by Teamsters. This is AP Radio News. Leaders from the U.S. and Iran will meet today to talk more about Iran's nuclear program. Here's AP correspondent Shirley Smith.
This will be the first meeting between Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart since they laid out the framework for a nuclear deal earlier this month. The State Department says the meeting will come in New York, where both are also participating in a conference at the United Nations on the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. The State Department says that Kerry will also see the foreign ministers of Egypt and Jordan while he's at the UN. I'm Shirley Smith.
Five lawyers will take turns at the Supreme Court Tuesday for highly anticipated and extended arguments over same-sex marriage. Among them are the Obama administration's top lawyer at the High Court, two lawyers making their first appearance before the justices. The cases come from Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee. All had marriage bans upheld by a federal appeals court. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.